And when they came to the place of the skull, they crucified him there, and the robbers, one on his right hand and the others on his left. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The cross of Christ and the gratitude of man. What an immense difference between the two. What an immense abyss between them. The lot, which was reserved for Christ, was nothing but mockery. It was nothing but suffering and the shedding of his blood and those deep wounds in his sacred flesh. That was his lot. And that is what our Savior wished to undergo in order to free our souls from the slavery of Satan. Now, our Lord had already, before his crucifixion, been through so much of that, been through so many sufferings. For instance, he was betrayed by one of his dearest friends, that is, the traitor apostle Judas. At one time, he was one of our Lord's best friends. He took care of the money in the group of apostles, and was close to our Lord and the other apostles for all of those 3 years. And at the last moment, he betrayed our Lord. Then after that, when the soldiers had taken hold of our Lord, the other apostles that were with him, in like manner, betrayed him. St. James left. St. John ran away for a time. And then later on in the Passion, his other friend, St. Peter, had denied him. He had betrayed him in that way, denying him 3 times. And then our Lord had been dragged about like a dog with cords from one place to another. He was rejected by the Jewish high priests, those who were supposed to preach the Messiah, who were supposed to show him to the world that people may save their souls. And yet they rejected him. All our Lord wanted to do was to preach the truth, to preach to them that he was the Messiah, and that if they wished to enter heaven, they must follow him. And his priests rejected him. And they spat in his sacred face. Anne Catherine Emmerich, the holy mystic, says that our Lord was scourged at the pillar so violently that the skin hung from his bones like dangling ribbons. When the lights are back on, take a look at the statue in the side chapel. Or tonight, watch the movie The Passion of Christ. Those things do no justice to what reality was. There was scarcely a place on his body that was not ripped apart by those scourges. St. Jerome said that there were not merely 2 men that scourged him, but 6. When 2 had worn themselves out beating him so much, then 2 more would step in. The first group had beaten him with rods, and the second group with thongs, and then the 3rd with chains. Imagine all of the violence. Imagine all of the pain which our Lord endured at that moment. And compassionate him. And yet, the soldiers had no compassion. When they saw the sight of all of this blood and all of this suffering, it did not move them in the least towards compassion. Rather, it only served to make them more thirsty for the sight of blood. The Romans were a savage people, and they loved bloodshed. And when they saw our Lord suffering, they loved it. There was no compassion. So afterwards, they crowned him with thorns. And one holy author says that those thorns were so long and so sharp, so strong, that they pierced right through his sacred skull and into his brain. They also say that one of the thorns was poking into his eye. And yet, he did not move for a second. He not even flinched. After this, they forced him to carry his cross, which some say weighed up to as much as 300 pounds. A strong man, in the prime of his years, could barely carry a cross that heavy. And our Lord, even after the loss of blood and hunger and thirst and all of the rest, was able to carry it to Calvary. All of this suffering, all of the mockery which our Lord received, was done for one reason, and that was to save your soul. Think of that. During all of these sufferings, our Lord thought of each one of us, not just the whole human race, but each of us in particular. He saw all of the sins that we would commit. He saw all of the souls that would be lost. And yet, he endured all of this suffering. He did not think that any of it was in vain. It was all to show us how much he loved us. Next, our Lord was thrown on the cross and then crucified, again thinking of you. Now, tradition tells us that our Lord was thrown cruelly upon the cross. And Anne Catherine Emmerich, again, says that his arms were tied tightly to the cross, and then a blunt nail, several inches long, was nailed into his hands and feet. And the purpose of those ropes were because of the tension in his body. They feared that the weight of his body would cause those nails to rip through his flesh and that he would not be able to hang on the cross. After they nailed the first hand to the cross, they said that they saw that the second did not reach the hole which was prepared for that hand. And so, as you saw in the movie, The Passion of Christ, they pulled violently until he could hardly stand it. And then after that, because of all of this tension, his feet would not even reach the place prepared for them. But again, though the soldiers so cruelly suggested taking the nails out of our Lord's hands and redoing those, nevertheless, they didn't do it, but rather they pulled his legs to the place. So imagine all of that tension. That was one of the worst sufferings of our Lord on the cross. And all of it was done for us. What love he shows us, and what favors he gives us. Now, what is our gratitude? How do we treat our Savior? Most of the world shows nothing but hatred and ingratitude and all of the rest. They spend their time in sin, drinking to the point of drunkenness. They spend it in talking of forbidden things like impurity, detraction, calumny, all of those things which kill the soul. They spend their time talking about those things. They give way to the beastly sin of impurity. And it truly is a beastly sin. It makes us just like the animals. It is a low and humiliating sin. The world shows no respect for authority. Just as the soldiers spat in our Lord's face, so especially the young people today seem to spit in the face of authority. They think that they do not need to be told what to do. They can do whatever they please. They hate authority. Then there's the heresies that go about throughout the world, the heresy of Vatican II, the apostasy of the modern world. All of this they give to our Lord, even though he died on the cross for them. Now, each of us here today in this chapel has been given a grace that our Lord has shed all of His blood for you, but there is yet another and a very unique grace which He has given to us and not to most of the world. That is the gift of the faith, the gift of the true Roman Catholic faith. Each of us has it. Each of us receives the sacraments. We have the opportunity daily to receive the sacraments, those same sacraments which flowed from the sacred side of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the question is, what is our gratitude for all of that? It is now Lent. Do penance, offer up sacrifice, and offer your prayers. It is the same old Lenten sermon. But do those things. Keep your fast. Abstain from the meat, as the Church would have you do. And offer all of these things up in reparation for your sins. Offer them up in thanksgiving for all that our Lord has done, and in order to show Him gratitude. And offer them for the sins of all the world who do not know what they are doing to our Lord. Come to daily Mass, for on this very altar in the front of the church is shed that same blood which was shed on Calvary some 2,000 years ago. The same blood. If that does not move you and impress you enough to come to Mass, then God help you. That is very ungrateful. And lastly, I urge you all tonight, and during the rest of Lent, meditate often on the Passion. Put yourself in the streets amidst the crowd which was mocking our Lord and causing Him to suffer. And think of all that our Lord endured. But more importantly, think of why it was that He endured it. That it was for love of you. It was to save your soul from Satan's bonds. And then finally, look at your crucifix. Look at those wounds which He endured for us. Look at them closely and see if you can continue to sin. See if you can continue to be so ungrateful. Christ suffered for you. Show your gratitude for all that He has done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.